Hello, my name is Colleen Dietz.
And I'm Miranda Crandall. We are the Angels on Fire.
And this is Mormon Happy Hour. We are two post-Mormon gals bringing you the hottest topics in Mormonism. We will keep you current, keep you entertained, and keep you tuned in.
And today, on episode 11, we have...
Ryan McKnight.
Thank you, Ryan, for coming on our show. We are so excited to have you.
He flew all the way from Vegas just for us.
Just for this.
Yay! And in case you don't know, Ryan, you are famous because...
I guess because I run the site Mormon Leaks.
There you go.
Oh, that too. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if I would call it famous, but people know me because of that website.
I just had to feed into the ego.
Nobody stopped me while I was walking through the airport, so until that happens.
Because you weren't wearing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you gotta wear your pants.
The day that I'm walking down the street and some random person comes up to me and recognizes me, then maybe I will accept the designation of famous, but...
Well, thank you for your bestowing your time on us and the minimal fame that you have.
I'm glad we got
more fame than I have. So
yeah, I'm glad we got to coordinate this. I like your guys' show. So yeah.
Great.
Well, we like your site, so you know it's mutual. It's mutual respect.
All right. I think we've kissed each other's ass enough here.
All right. Shots.
Oh boy.
All right, Miranda. Oh, you're the patriarch. Would you like to start the sacrament?
Well, am I supposed to say something or?
I don't know. We haven't.
All right. Let me see the tray.
Yeah, we have to pass the tray.
So we have this sacrament tray that hopefully they're going to use going forward.
The presiding authority has to.
Now, we have different
I'm
shots
here. I'm the presiding
here.
Authority now.
Okay,
damn straight.
What are the shots here?
Okay, so these are the Fireball Jaegers. This one, and this one. So we'll save those for later.
We're supposed to save those, yeah.
So we have a listener
here
request for some Fireball
Jaegers.
We've got
a buttery nipple.
Okay.
Cherry vodka.
And these are both tequila.
Okay.
So basically we have those four to choose from.
I guess I'd go with cherry vodka would be my first choice, I suppose.
Do you want the buttery nipple? Because I'll take a...
What's the buttery nipple?
One is Bailey's and butterscotch.
Butterschnapps.
Okay, I'll try that.
Very good.
I'll do that one.
Okay, then I'll...
All right, so should we say something? May Satan bless us with happiness, lest we give our lives over to old white men again. Something like that. How about that?
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
Oh, that was good.
That is... the buttery nipples are good, too. Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Oh, good. So before we get into our fantastic game that Colleen's prepared for us, let's do our agenda.
Okay, so we have welcome to the Mormon Happy Hour, and I do have names written down, so if you happen to catch the last time we had a guest and we were wasted and we couldn't name names, I prepared, and that was the first shot that we've ever taken, so we are stone cold sober right now, so we're going good.
Not anymore.
Oh, it's starting to get in the bloodstream now. So, I wanted to, by name, we had 3 new Patreon subscribers this week. So we have Randy, the spiritual polygamist, our good friend. I don't know. Have you met Randy? We're going to bring him on. So Randy is our good friend. He is spiritually married right now to 2 women here on the earth. So we're going to bring him on and talk to him all about that against his will. So it is a forced polygamy situation.
The polygamy is against his will. Talking to us is not against his will. Make that clear.
He might be looking for number 3 and 4.
And then we have our anonymous donor, Tinkerbell. Thank you. No idea who that is, so thank you for listening. And Janina, she is new to our Patreon subscribers, and we're going to be meeting her at Sunstone tomorrow. So we are going to be doing a little segment on desserts with liquor. So we're really excited about that. So thank you all our new Patreon subscribers.
Yay!
And I did want to remind you guys, if you haven't checked out our Patreon page, and if it's been a while since we talked about it, we do have a goal to our first $100. Once we reach our first $100 in monthly subscriptions, then we will be doing a drunk Mormon history kitchen.
Video.
So I don't know a better way that you can spend $1 a month. I mean, literally, you can get that out of your couch cushions every month for us. And you get to watch us bitch about polygamy while making candle salad.
And being drunk.
Being drunk. I don't really know what a better use of your money might possibly be. I can't even think of something. So thank you so much for all of your generous donations. We are working on getting a camera right now. We're still on our cell phones. So as soon as we get a little bit more funding, we will have better equipment to give you a better show every week or so. So today we have, obviously, Ryan McKnight, along with his co-founder Ethan Dodge, runs the site Mormon Leaks. A secure site where sensitive docs relevant to the LDS Church can be guaranteed anonymous transactions. So today we have some BYU stories, some art projects that were highlighted, a math club poster. Oh, we're going to talk about soaking. And
I don't think the mic heard you on that one.
We're going to talk about soaking. And I feel like I need to wash my mouth.
Have we
out,
decided so. That soaking is not real? Or I guess we'll talk about it when we
talk
about
it.
We'll talk about it.
That was just a teaser.
Okay. All right.
We're going to talk about the Instagram account Tinder Mercies. Have I told T-I-N-D-E-R Mercies?
Yeah.
Tinder.
Great name. And then Florida. So then we're going to get into the boring nitty-gritty Mormon Leaks shit. And then we have some other things that we wanted to talk about with just Ryan.
Natasha says soaking is real.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Natasha, are you in Phoenix this weekend with Mormon Stories?
Oh.
Because if you are, I want to hear about it. I don't know if she's here or not.
I'll watch out for the
Okay.
So we're going to talk about soaking. We were going to talk about multi-level marketing with you, Ryan. Oh. Because I know that's your favorite.
Yes.
And
very close second to Mormonism.
Wow.
Yep. So that's about it. So let's just go ahead and get started. So every time we do our episode, Ryan, we do a post-Mormon life pro tip where we talk about coffee, alcohol, something like that.
Right.
So this is where you get to take over and tell us.
My tip?
Yeah, right. Whatever.
So what is your favorite coffee drink? Do you drink coffee every day?
Most days. I don't have to have coffee every day, though. I'm not one of those guys. I kind of like lattes. So I don't really like black coffee. If I do drink regular coffee, it will be with cream and sugar. But if I do, let's say if I go to a Starbucks, which is not that often, but if I go to Starbucks, I'll usually get maybe a macchiato. Or they've got this new one right now called hazelnut mocha macchiato.
Macchiato. Yeah, I just got this at Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
I don't know if I have a Starbucks.
It's really
top notch. But I do, yeah, I'll drink. I don't know if I have any special tips for coffee, but if you don't like just like regular coffee with cream and sugar, if you go like with a latte macchiato type of thing, you know, those are definitely easier to introduce yourself to coffee because it doesn't have that overpowering coffee flavor to them.
Definitely an espresso type drink.
Yeah.
With the espresso and then the milk.
But you don't want to drink just espresso. That'll definitely turn you off if you're if you're not a pro.
No.
But for me, I like the lack of sweetness in things. Like,
me too.
I know a lot of Mormons struggle with that, like growing up with that sweet tooth, you know, but I don't really have that problem. So, you know, the bitterness that might be in coffee or alcohol is actually something that I enjoy. So I don't have that problem.
Me too.
So besides coffee, alcohol, do you enjoy alcohol? How often? What's your favorite drink? If you go to a bar, what would you order?
I guess if I could only order one drink, it would probably be whiskey on the rocks.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
But do you have a favorite brand?
My favorite brand of whiskey is Templeton Rye.
Mm.
So look that up.
That one.
I bought it for the party tonight that we're going to.
Nice. Yeah,
so,
nice.
All right, we'll try it.
But actually, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't drink a lot. I'm probably more of a social drinker. So if I'm out to dinner with somebody or if I'm at a party, I will. But because my wife doesn't drink, I mean, I almost never drink at home.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a bottle of vodka in my fridge that I bought at Costco. So it's one of those Costco-sized bottles. And it's probably halfway down.
But it's good stuff.
It's good. It's not Costco brand. It's Belvedere brand.
Oh,
but it's that big Costco bottle.
Yeah.
It's about halfway done. And I've had it in there for at least 2 years.
Okay.
So that is a good idea of like how often I drink at home. It's rare.
Okay.
So I'm more of a social drinker. I do enjoy alcohol. I do enjoy getting like tipsy. I don't really like to get blasted drunk.
Nah.
But I do like to get, you know, loose a little bit, you know, have some good conversations. And but I don't really like to do it by myself. So
Right. Well, that's awesome. I'm so glad that, you know, you can share that. Share that with us.
I wish my wife drank. She doesn't like alcohol, so.
I didn't for the longest time.
I mean, I wish that we could, you know, like, end the night with a glass of wine. I like red wine.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I
we
love
don't
white,
talk
red
about wine.
Wine
enough on this show.
Yeah,
I don't drink a lot of wine.
Yeah. I don't drink any, so
we'll have to talk about it more.
Yeah, I love red wine. I don't really like white wine, but I would love for us to be able to sort of end the night with a glass of wine, but it's not in my cards.
I mean, so. If she's ever looking to try something with, like, you have your red wine, I would suggest a Stella Rosa mm-hmm. wine. Stella Rosa Peach is
any if there's any
is juice,
even if
basically.
It's a small
so good.
Alcohol taste, she just struggles to be able to enjoy it. So
yeah.
She has that real
totally
Mormon
fine.
She has that real Mormon sweet tooth, and I never push it. So I mean, to me, and this gets talked about sometimes in especially like on Reddit when people share their frustrations with not liking alcohol. Like, it's no big deal. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Don't
you don't
have
like
to
it,
drink.
No. Then don't drink
yeah.
it.
And so, you know, for totally her to fine. Not drink, like, the only disappointing part about it is the fact that we kind of miss out on doing it together. But
yeah,
other than yeah. that, it's not like I don't really care about it that much.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So now, the main event. So excited. Okay, so.
There's not any more intro here? We
no,
do.
We're going to jump right in, man. Okay, so
I
we have set up. Okay. We've set up a game that we have geared as much as possible to kind of, one, get Ryan McKnight smashed. That was a listener request.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And listener then, being her.
No.
It's so, her goal to be able to say
no.
she wants her claim to fame to be, I got the founder of Mormon League smashed drunk on the air. That's what she wants.
He's the one that wanted it to go live. You're welcome.
Oh.
And then two, we wanted to give him a taste of his own medicine. And so this game is in the spirit of truth and transparency. So we are giving him a game of truth or dare.
So if you ask a question and we know the answer of that question, let's say, like, for one of the apostles, I will be as transparent as they are. Can we do it like that?
No.
That would be a
honesty.
Shot.
Honesty.
So the consequence, if he decides he has to pass on either the truth or the dare, then he has to take a shot. And we have the little sacrament tray, and we have a nice little collection of drinks for refills.
Mm-hmm.
And so Miranda and I will be reading the truths or the dares to him. We will alternate. And then if he decides to accept, then we take the shot if it's an acceptable execution of the truth or the dare. If it is not, or you pass, then you get
wait,
the shot.
Who is the judge on whether or not it's an acceptable execution?
This is a live video. I guess we can always just turn to the audience.
All right.
Or, you know, it's a democracy, but you're two against one.
Yeah.
All right. This is
all right, are we going to start with truth or dare? You get to pick.
So we've got truth, and we've got dare.
I don't want to do either one of them.
Shut up!
I don't want to. Well, let's go truth. Let's see what the what kind of themes are coming out of this.
All right,
you get to pick.
Truth.
I have led a very boring life, by the way, so.
So he says.
Truth.
Yes.
What is the juiciest leak you've ever received?
Oh, this is unpublished, obviously.
Oh, unpublished, I'm not going to answer that.
That's the
what
whole
if you
question.
Told
it?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Leave out a name.
All right, I'll tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
Something that we will never publish. I've mentioned this before, but I don't talk about it a lot, so there's probably a lot of people that'll listen that have no idea about this. I have bank statements for two different apostles. And we are not going to release those.
Whoa.
Wow.
I respect that, but wow.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Crazy.
So, because the
well, let me,
now
let me
I
be
show.
Let me be a little bit in the spirit of truth and transparency. For one of the apostles, it is bank statements. And for the other, it's statements of his retirement account.
So
it's not a bank statement per se, but it's a retirement account
tequila.
With a bunch of money in it.
Here.
All right, tequila.
All right, I got tequila.
That was easy. If that's the kind of questions we have, you
oh.
know, I'm going to nail
God.
This one.
All right. Okay, pass the dare over. Sing a primary song of your choice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't have to sing, like, the whole song, right?
We want a
first,
clip.
First, like, couple
we
verses.
We want a good clip.
Oh, my goodness. This is hard, actually.
All right,
let me think.
Let's scoot up a little.
Do
get
you
right
need
there
lyrics?
Into the mic here.
Do you need lyrics? You need to sound like
I can't
tune.
Believe this. I might even take a shot off of this one. I'm not. I'll take a shot.
Oh!
I'm not saying
oh!
So here we've got Jaeger. This is pecan.
That wasn't a Jaeger question.
There was a different one right for the Jaeger.
Pecan whiskey or tequila. I suggest this.
I'm sorry. And, you know, John DeLind, I saw him today, and we're going to this party with him tonight, and he said to me, he goes, did you pick your song out for karaoke tonight? And I said, I am not singing. And so, you know, I'm very consistent on that.
Here's a chaser if you want.
So this is a...
That was okay.
Mm-hmm. Here, grab that bottle. I really like that one. I'll showcase that for
just
okay.
a second. It's okay. It's not bad. I don't know that I would seek that out, but... I'm probably more likely to answer the truth questions than do the dares.
Okay. What is your wife's biggest pet peeve with you?
Yeah!
Well, she's not watching this, so I guess I can... Right. I don't have to worry about this
too much. I didn't bring my sunglasses.
I think... Probably her biggest point of frustration with me is my
obsession with Mormonism.
I try to keep that away from her because she does. I try to not do it when she's around, but I'm not very good at cleaning up after myself. So
you got a messy guy over here.
If it was up to me, the house would be really messy. And my wife works swing shift, and you know, it's kind of like my responsibility to clean up after dinner and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I may or may not sometimes fall short of her expectations in that arena. She may or may not have called me today already frustrated about such a thing.
Start a GoFundMe for a maid or something.
Well, I think what I need to do is I need to bring her on one of these trips, you know, to Sunstone and just say, you know, look at how everybody's just falling all over me here. And like, why can't you be like that?
She'll really love that.
By the way, now I just realized, like, people are probably, I'm kidding, by the way. For those that don't know me, I'm kidding.
All right, so now I have to take a shot.
Right.
Next time you're doing the truth because.
Yeah, truth, seriously.
It's pretty jabby over here. Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Oh,
I'm feeling better. Like, I was worried about these truth questions. Like, seriously. Oh, my God. What have I done? 2 shots so far? Well, I guess I did one at the opening, and I've done one during the game.
So I know how this is going to go already. All right. Dare, one verse. I already know how this is going to go.
Okay.
One verse of head, shoulders, knees, and toes with gestures. Go.
I'll sing it with you if you want.
Well, yeah, we can do it with you.
Okay, just sitting here, though, right?
Yeah, just sitting here.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. We can do sitting.
Ready?
Okay.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, eyes, ears, mouth, and nose.
That's my shot. Damn it! Woohoo! We got him to sing.
Pecan tequila.
Yeah, because those first 2 shots that I take, I'm already feeling them. So.
Oh, I'm feeling them. I'm feeling them. I had a giant shot. I had a regular shot.
And these are tiny shots, everybody. I mean, these are like sacrament, literally Ooh! Like the size of a sacrament cup at church. So
yeah,
don't think that I'm taking, if I end up taking 10 of these, I didn't take actually 10 shots.
Do we actually show the tray to the camera?
Yeah. Well, I can't because
there's liquor in it. Your turn.
Next, truth. Come on.
You
come
want
on.
Her to do the truth?
No, I'll do it.
Okay. She just took a shot. She just took a shot. So.
All right. Oh, I picked. Is that okay with you?
What's that?
I picked it out.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's fine.
What is the worst crime that you've committed?
Not been caught for.
Breaking the law.
We're talking
what
just
committed.
What have
you done breaking broke?
People
break
are
law?
Not going to believe me.
I've never done anything.
I mean, speeding,
I'm an angel.
Probably.
Have you stolen anything?
High school?
I'm a huge believer, believe it or not, people are not going to believe this too because of my sight. I'm a huge believer in intellectual property. I have never illegally downloaded anything.
Wow. That's not the question.
Well, I'm just saying, like that's how...
No, we're trying to find stuff.
I'm also very much a law and order person. I have been my whole life. I honestly can't think of anything I've done that would be considered illegal other than speeding. Honestly cannot think of anything.
How about lying
later.
To a police officer?
I've hardly ever talked to one, much less lie to one. I mean, you know, I got pulled over for speeding, and what did I do? Oh, I'll tell you what. I do know one. I just thought of it.
There we go.
I had a failure to appear when I was like 18.
On purpose?
For a ticket. Not really on purpose.
Well, an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, I was 18.
What's on purpose for an 18-year-old?
What happened was, and I completely forgot about this till now, so this is good. So I got a ticket for, I think it was for speeding or something like that. And I went to court, and they reduced it to whatever, and I had no money. So they put me on like this 3-month payment plan.
Uh-oh.
Well, I remember I went and paid the first payment, and then I went on my mission.
Ooh, plot twist.
That's
and
funny.
And I just, being irresponsible, never thought, well, maybe I should take care of this ticket before I go on my mission.
Right.
So.
And there we go. Criminal.
Yeah. So,
criminal all rare.
So then I was gone for 2 years. Then I was gone for maybe another year after that. I was in Virginia and I was in Idaho. And by the time I got back, I had a suspended driver's license, which I found out about when I went to get my Nevada driver's license at the DMV. And they're like, your license is suspended. And I literally, I promise you, I had completely forgotten.
Of course.
About the ticket. And I went down and paid it. Now, there's another story there. I'm not going to tell the whole story right now, but there's another little side story to that, in that the people who processed my payment did not unsuspend my license.
Of course.
Wow. And I may or may not have been pulled over later driving on a suspended license when I wasn't.
Well, that sounds pretty.
And it led to me getting an apology from the chief of the arresting officer.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that was ill in my early 20s.
McKnight.
Well, this was a long, long time ago.
Oh,
hopefully,
dear.
I'm performing well here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not boring everybody with my, you know, failure to appear when I was 18. That's the worst thing I've ever done.
We'll give you your scorecard after.
Hey, I was a good Mormon. What can I tell you?
All right. Pick another dare. Dare, we get to make a post on your Facebook account.
No. I'll take a shot. Too many potential consequences.
He doesn't trust
there.
Us.
Do you want tequila or pecan pie? Oh.
I'll do the tequila.
Or there's bourbon whiskey over here.
We brought the Maker's 46.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that next. I'll do the tequila now. I'll do the Maker's.
Tequila. Okay. Truth.
Okay. Is this one of the Jaeger ones?
Jet fuel
yes,
is
it is.
On
this
list.
Is a Jaeger. If you don't answer this, then you have to take a Jaeger shot.
Okay. Jaeger fireball shot.
All right. Here we go.
If we looked at your bank statement in full truth and transparency, where is the most shameful place your money goes?
And I want to clarify that bank statements or spending reports, if you were actually to write down everything, so don't try and use a lot of this and be like,
I mean,
I didn't use my debit card.
What do people think that would be shameful? I mean, give me an example, because honestly, guys, I lead a very boring life in
this
regard.
Tell me something that you're guilty about spending money on. It can be anything.
Alcohol, coffee,
fast food,
women,
terrible
there's
subscription
probably,
to something.
No, there's no subscriptions to anything.
Delete is Ashley Madison. I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
I mean, there's probably more fast food than needs to be on there, I would guess, for my taste. You know, I definitely tried to cut that out, and I've been not as successful as I'd like to be.
What's the most shameful fast food that you like?
Well, I won't.
Oh, you mean like
I don't eat McDonald's at all. I can't even remember the last time I
standards.
Ate McDonald's. Yes,
I'll eat
the
McDonald's.
The only fast food.
I don't know what that says about me, but
I like it. The only fast food I really like is In-N-Out Burger, and Cane's Chicken. I don't know if you guys have
Cane's,
that here.
Yeah, we do. Cane's is good.
And maybe a Popeyes every once in a while.
I love Popeyes.
But,
I don't think I've ever been to
Popeyes. It's been years.
I'm a fat girl. I love Popeyes.
It's been a long time since I've gone to a place like a Carl's Jr. or a Jack in the Box.
Oh, gosh,
you know, it's... It's one of those things where it's like, it tastes so good when you're eating it, mm-hmm. and then you just feel so horrible.
For hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
But... Anyway, I'm sorry I don't have any like porn
boring,
subscriptions
yeah.
You're
or anything
killing
like
Rand
that.
Over here with the shots.
I know.
Maybe if I was
I'm
from
dying.
Utah, maybe if I was from Utah, I would have porn subscription.
Right.
We don't need that in Las Vegas.
It's not There's an epidemic anymore.
Well, they have porn on our
billboards.
Or
the flyers that go out.
Actually, I took a picture at work yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I'll show this to you. I was gonna send it to you guys and say, hey, look, this is my work today. This was my view at the office the other day.
Wait, which one is that? Isn't that the Luxor?
That's at Planet
God.
Hollywood.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, show it right up here, too.
I thought that was funny.
That's a good day at the office, I guess.
Well, I mean, I just walked by it and took a picture.
So does everybody. Yeah. Just walk by.
That's the key.
For those that don't know, though, that is the reason why they made a statue of that. It's for, I think it's like I don't know if it would be called like a burlesque show or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's called Crazy Girls. It's at Planet Hollywood now, but it used to be, I believe it was originally at Tropicana. Anyway, it's one of the oldest shows in Las Vegas, and they were famous for having it was a billboard that was on the back of almost all the cabs.
Right, I've seen it.
Back in like the 90s and early 2000s of that scene of the women sort of with their hands behind their back and on the butt cheeks. And it's like, it really is sort of like iconic of like the 90s Vegas. And so shows. they made that statue for them. So
that's pretty cool.
A little bit of history there.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's not just, you know.
It's not just gratuitous nudity. Okay, there's some artistic value in it.
Okay, Dare. We're doing Dare's next. Me.
Okay, here you go.
Wait, did you take a shot? She didn't.
Oh, that's okay. Shady. That's okay.
Look, she got the short end of the stick.
Oh, man.
I know.
Because I'm much more open about telling stories of my life than I am about doing silly things. I'm not a silly person.
This one's good.
I'm
you ready?
I'm scared of Jaeger, that's all.
Oh, that was the Jaeger one.
Wait, what was the question?
Oh, shit.
The question was your...
bank statement.
What do you spend money on that you're shameful of?
Did you give the
credit? I'll take the shot if you want. Here, I'll take the shot for you. For and behalf.
For and in behalf of Miranda Crandall.
Yeah.
How is that?
It's actually really good.
Oh!
I'm so glad. Thank you. That was nice.
You ready?
It's a lot better than I thought it would be.
It's either you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
So talking about Jaeger.
Jaeger Fireball. Love it, or you hate it. It is Jaeger is like a black licorice liquor. So imagine black licorice mixed with cinnamon, and that's what it was.
Alright.
Create your own original ploy to convince ladies to marry you as if you were Joseph Smith. Original. You can't use anything that he already used.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear it. You're looking for polygamous wives. You're fishing.
Okay.
I'm married, so
it didn't matter to Joseph.
That's true.
I'll let you log on to the back end of Mormon Leaks and see what's there. I don't know.
Oh! So he's taking some, so we'll see how many people take you up on that one.
Let's hope they're not 14.
Oh. All right. I guess that's my shot.
Yeah.
You want to hand me over something?
Well, I've got Jaeger.
Take a shot for and behalf of me, and I'll drink.
Do you want to
my kombucha?
Kombucha. Oh,
I don't know what that
the
is.
Ladies. Kombucha.
I don't know that.
Oh, that's...
Is that an alcohol?
No. Kombucha is, we'll talk about it one of these episodes. It's a fermented tea drink. It's a probiotic. It's really good for you.
All right, we're doing truth.
All right, let's do this.
Are we doing all of them?
Wait.
I don't know.
Ethan just sent me something. I want to see if it's about this.
Uh-oh. Stop interrupting, Ethan.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. It's something about Mormon Leaks. I thought maybe he was commenting about something that was going on.
No, that's interesting.
No,
that's relevant.
No.
Let's hear it.
What is your biggest regret in life?
Not going to school earlier.
Like college?
Mm-hmm.
So you went on a mission?
Without a doubt.
Like?
I went on a mission, and then I was going to go to school. I was enrolled to go to BYU, Idaho.
Ooh.
Yep. I suppose I could say a dodge a bullet because I don't have that on my resume.
Ugh.
But I actually moved to Rexburg the semester before I was enrolled, and I took a few sort of I took like two classes as an unenrolled student, and I found a job, and I was sort of setting up, you know, getting ready to do this, and I got engaged during that time. And my wife is not from the United States, and she was not going to be able to work right away. And there was no way. First of all, I hated Rexburg. And on top of that, I was making like $7 an hour or $7.50, and I was the highest paid person I knew. So
wow.
There were like, the job prospects for somebody in my situation there were abysmal. And so I'm from Las Vegas, so we decided to move to Las Vegas, you know, when we get married. And I had all these plans that just never went through, and I ended up just working, having all these like dead-end jobs. And, you know, because of that whole get married young, have kids young, I was sort of in this financial rut that I was just never able to get out of. And then, you know, through a bunch of sort of happenstance and life circumstances, I was able to, you know, go to school. I think I was, I want to say 28. 28? I think I was 28 when I started.
Wow.
No, like, you know what? Maybe I was 27
that is
when I started. 27, 28, something like that. And I went to school for 6 years straight. I got my bachelor's degree and my master's degree. And my biggest regret is I have coworkers that are my age that are already like 15 years into their career.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm six. You know what I mean? And that eats at me. And it eats at me. So I can easily say that's my number one regret in life so far.
Wow. Well, I just took a shot already.
Wow. I think you need to take a shot out of, you know, mutual commitment.
Did you really take one?
I did. She did. It was rough. I watched her.
What did you take?
I did the pie hole. Dude, I'm getting happy.
You don't have to keep taking it. Now. You don't have to keep taking it.
No, that's okay.
Sure, like skip
drinking.
One. We're good.
I like drinking.
One coherent string of curse words for 10 seconds straight.
I'm not a big cursor.
You are now! Do it!
So sweet. You're sweet. Okay, I'll count. I'll count down.
I curse a lot more in text than I do in real life. I will take a shot.
Oh!
You know, my kids might hear this one day. I'll take the makers. Do the makers.
Oh, sorry.
Makers,
too.
Yeah, my oldest probably does curse behind my back.
So in the comments of the video, you'll have to, you know, do a 10-second text of curse words, I guess. You have to make it all.
I'm not against cursing, by the way. It's just not. And I will when it's appropriate.
You fucking better not be.
Here is your maker's mark.
I had to like really focus to take that out of your hand.
I'm pouring it too.
Okay. This is the one I really wanted to try.
He's going to savor it, swish it around a little, clean out his teeth.
That's good.
So what he just had was Maker's 46 Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey Barrel finished with oak staves. There we go.
With what?
Oak staves.
Dallin H. Oak
staves. Oh, someone just
said. Dallin H. Oak staves.
Someone just said, don't be a bitch from the peanut gallery.
Sorry. It's a little hard for me.
Jonathan Streeter. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey.
I love his work. If anybody has not seen his stuff.
He do then.
Yeah, he does that puppet, but I'm not even talking about that.
Oh.
His reaction videos to like, he's got one that actually won one of those Fawn Brody Awards.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the three. Sorry, Jonathan, I'm a little tipsy right now, so it's he missed all the shots, but.
he just
It's the one with the three Mormons that he reacted to. There's a podcast called The Three Mormons, and they made this ridiculous episode about race and the priesthood. It was totally ridiculous. And Jonathan did an epic smackdown by himself, and it's a must watch. And then we did a show together. What did he say here? Got someone sober to plug my stuff.
Get someone sober to
plug my stuff. And then he and I did a show when we released that was like 300 or 400 pages of sex abuse cases.
Oh.
And I thought it was a pretty good show. So
that was Jonathan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
solid
anyway,
dude, man.
Jonathan, type in your YouTube channel on the chat here because I don't remember what it's called.
And I will put it in the show notes as well. I'm all about plugging everything that we talk about.
Wow.
In the show notes. Are you done?
We're done. That was it. You survived. I survived. Surprisingly, Colleen looks pretty comfortable over there.
Wait.
There's like one she wanted to get to.
Is there a truth you wanted to get to?
Hang on.
There's a few left, but we're crunched on time.
This one's fun. Hang on, let's see these.
Call out a hater by name. Okay, I got one for that.
Okay, call out a hater by name. Yes.
This one.
Not a real name because I don't know their real name, but on Reddit, this one person who goes by Mormon Moron. And let me just say, the username fits.
Oh! All right. Woo! So this one I had to do. This is a truth. this came from your boy, man, Ethan Dodge.
Okay. What does he want to know?
Credit for that one.
This is a truth or a dare?
This is a truth. Ready?
Is he watching? I guess
I'm
we can't tell.
Huh? I'm going to try not to blush while I read this one. All right, ready?
Yeah.
How many times did you masturbate before you were married? And if it's more than one, are you secretly a homosexual?
You know, this is a really unfair question because I actually know the answer to this question for him.
That's why he wants it.
That's why he's asking.
Got equal dirt here.
I'm going to take a shot.
So we don't know if he's a confirmed homosexual or not. Sorry, we could not.
Well, I am part of the homosexual agenda.
Oh, that's true, because you are Mormonly.
I will get Ethan back for that, by the way.
Sorry, Ethan, I couldn't take your credit for that one. No way. I mean, yeah, you could have just thrown out any number. Come on.
Yeah, but like everybody's going to take it as gospel truth. Like, and then the Reddit user, Reddit user Mormon Moron will have to write a dissertation about it.
All right. Let's get to the meat of the show, the topics, man. So, two stories coming out of BYU this week, both having to do with women at BYU, because if they don't have a place at BYU, they damn well have a place on our show, right?
Yes.
I need to remember not to.
I will include any Mormons that need to be included.
Starting with the women. Hell yeah!
Starting with women. Absolutely.
Right here. Not you, sorry.
Yeah, woman.
You're not included. Okay, so there were two, and I'm going to do my best to kind of run down in case you haven't heard about it. There was a math poster that ran around social media, and it was a riot.
I saw it, yeah.
Because there was a math poster that said, Women in Math, and it was an event, and it was an advertising poster, and there were a picture of four white dudes.
Men. The men professors.
Four math professors at an event for Women in Math.
They said it was a joke on their Twitter.
Mm-mm. Yes, they lied. No. There was I took all the screenshots. I'll publish the screenshots.
So how did it come out? Because I didn't follow it after that. What happened after that?
I would read it to you, but you know, phone. Okay, so the math department came out and made a post on their Facebook group and said, you may have seen a poster circulating around, and they just wanted to say that
it was a joke.
No. It was for real.
That it was not meant to be offensive.
He's going to fact check me.
It was not meant
to
be offensive.
Yeah, that it was meant to be a joke.
No! It was a real event.
Because there were two that went viral. One of them was the Women in Math. Yeah. And then it was about math.
Are you talking about the women in breastfeeding?
And then there was another one that was a breast... It went out how to breastfeed.
I didn't see that one.
The breastfeeding one's awesome.
Because it was like, you might as well learn...
Like, I'm not doubting you or anything, but I honestly, I remember seeing it. And I remember somebody posted the Twitter response from them, and I could have sworn that the Twitter response says it was meant to be a joke.
No.
I'm pretty sure that it was I heard an apology.
So I took the screenshots of the responses. Right. So one response is from the math department.
I'm wrong. They're going to make a correction next week.
Bullshit. You're going to make a correction next week. Say, I was wrong.
We'll see.
Okay, so the math department said, like, you know, you may have seen this poster, and now I'm blanking on the rest of it.
Shots for being wrong. I'll take a shot for being wrong. There, give me one of those other Jaeger ones.
Yeah. Okay. And so the math department came out and said it was legit, and then and said that one of our female students made the poster. And then the female student got on and said, I made the poster. Stop, you know, being hard on the math department.
I do feel a little bad for them because what else are they going to do? They've probably got two women in there.
There is. There's like two women out of 63.
And you can't let them headline an event. I mean, the apostle wouldn't approve. You're going to put your promotion in jeopardy if you're the department head. I mean, would you put a promotion? If you were one of the women in that math department, would you want your boss to put his future career in jeopardy just to let you speak?
Absolutely.
Well, it was a club.
I would.
It was the math club.
I got your back. The women. BYU math department, I got your back.
Well, you don't want a woman.
I get it.
You don't want a woman spending all that time on lectures and homework and all this other work outside the home.
Yeah.
And teaching and promoting other women.
I mean, it's already enough that she has to go and teach class. I guarantee you, they don't let them teach any night classes.
Don't they have a rider that if you have children, you can't be a professor? Or did they finally do away with that?
No, there's no rule like that.
There used to be.
That was seminary. Wow. That was seminary teacher.
I guarantee you, like, I'm going to fact check you again. I will find the documents. When I was going through the whole
thing. That had to be years and years ago.
I will find it for you.
That'll be an interesting one. I know that seminary teachers had that
rule. Look for a new Mormon Leaks published. I am the source.
Can I just say, though, I actually support BYU in this oppression of women. Because the more they oppress...
Take it out.
The more that BYU oppresses women, the better it is for people like us.
Oh. The more it pushes them out of the church.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Rock on, BYU.
I hope.
So I say, hey, oppress women, oppress gay people.
Make total asses of yourself.
So there's a lot going on at BYU with this math thing. And
there's a student who had, for her art project, they were asked to do a public art project. So what she did for her art project was she put labels on art statues and then the
buildings.
The buildings, the names of buildings. Mm-hmm. And for she basically was calling out the fact that there was so little female representation on BYU campus.
Well, what did the labels say? I missed this story, by the way. I don't know the story, so... She put a label on a building that would say what?
It was, for example, like, the buildings were named after men. There's 113 buildings named after men and 3 buildings named after women.
But what is it that she did to bring light to that?
I
think just labels. I think she just put labels up.
Like, this was a man or this was a woman.
Like, what if this was a woman or something like that?
I didn't see the art, unfortunately.
I looked for the pictures of her signs and I couldn't find any.
It's probably taken down. She might have been censored.
All right, so that was that. I'll get more information, and I'll put it in the show notes. I couldn't find a single picture.
And the thing is this isn't the first time. This kind of stuff happens all the time, whether it's rape issues and rape culture or dating culture, math culture, where women can't be included, and they're trying to include women, and you're asking men to talk about it, like, really? Or in this art project, it's just the tip of the iceberg here.
Yeah, it really is. But
don't be too hard on them.
But I'm really, really proud of that student who decided that was going to be her art project.
I thought it was brave.
Definitely in the context of being a BYU student. Even if there was zero chance of BYU punishing her for this, she personally probably felt she was taking a risk. She had to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for that, I mean, you definitely have to take her hat off for... Mm-hmm. I mean, but how crazy is it? That something like that is considered edgy at BYU.
Yeah.
That's the story right there.
Yep.
I mean, look at what other college students do to be edgy and sort of...
Yeah.
And here it is, like, this woman at BYU goes and puts labels on buildings and it makes the news.
Yeah, she was interviewed. There was a video. I'll post it in the show.
I mean, and I'm not saying it's not newsworthy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that highlights really
the environment that they're in.
But again, I support the environment, by the way. We'll move on.
So next topic is the Instagram account, since we love Instagram accounts. Mm. They're great. Tinder Mercies. Have you checked out Tinder Mercies?
Only the one you sent me, the one post you sent me. I didn't look at the actual account.
So let's just talk about the name. It's Tinder Mercies. So it's a clown on Tinder. And then on Tender Mercies, which is the Bednar, you know, catchphrase.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
Oh, the greatest mashup name ever. So props to that. And then, so the video that I sent Ryan, I sent it to you too.
Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Oh, so sad. It's a guy and he's making funny noises in the camera, like woo doo doo woo doo doo. He's going back and forth between two bathroom room stalls that are, like, you can tell it's totally third world because it's gross.
Yeah.
And like one of the sinks is full with like this red liquid.
It's probably vomit.
Probably. So there's one because that guy was vomiting. So they're
in the toilet.
They're missionary suits. So coat, white shirt, collar. One dude is, like, vomiting red into the toilet, and he's just like, bleh. Like, this video is real. Like, this isn't like someone made it up. It's real.
Yeah.
So he's vomiting red, and then the camera goes, doo-doo-doo, and it goes to the other bathroom, and the guy's like, sitting on the toilet, like, vomiting out of butthole.
Noises.
Yeah, he's
included.
He's not okay. These poor boys. Oh.
It's so sad.
Here's the thing, though. I'm a skeptic.
Doubt! No, it's real.
Could it have
been
faked? I think it could be fake. Because these missionaries say, let's make a joke, let's make a funny video. Because even if you've got to go to the bathroom really fast, and let's say when you first sit down, you don't have time to close the door. You're going to close the door once you're sit down.
I don't know. It didn't look like there were doors on these bathrooms.
I'd have to go watch it again.
I think there was a door.
Yeah. I'd have to go watch it again. But I'm going to say...
Why was the door open?
I'm going to say fake.
I want to believe.
Funny, but fake.
I want to bear my testimony to you that I know that that video is true.
Well, I guess that's good enough for me. Although you are a woman, though, so I don't know.
Oh! Ouch!
Get shot for that. All right. That's some Jaeger
for that. Oh, my goodness. This was a mistake. Oh, my goodness. You got what you wanted.
Since I've had a few shots, I feel like I
just want to say that everything I've said in this video is from Ryan McKnight and not from Mormon Leaks.
Water.
He's speaking as a man.
So
I'm speaking as a man. That's it.
Colleen, what are your final thoughts?
This has been really fun.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're in town.
We've talked so much and never met.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was good.
We met back in the day when I was doing the whole...
And her husband is sitting right over here.
Yes.
So it's not a big deal. He shook my hand earlier. My wife knows all about her.
Good. When are we going to meet?
When you guys come to Las Vegas.
All right. We got to go to Las Vegas.
Oh, I know. I love Vegas.
But yeah, I'm glad we finally got to.
No, this was fun. I mean, I do like, I was telling Ethan that, I don't know if it was Ethan or somebody else. I was saying that I was looking forward to this because every other interview I've ever done has been like 100% serious.
Right.
Even like the Infants on Thrones interviews that I've done,
yeah,
which have a little bit of like fun in them, have been serious.
Right.
And so I think it's nice boring. To come
it's
and like have fun,
it's fun.
And
yeah, yeah.
Let down my guard a little bit.
Yeah.
And now, you know, give TBMs a bunch of like ammo to like criticize me with.
Thanks for watching my show, TBM.
And by the way, if I don't get a bunch of hate clips out of this, I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh, no.
So,
hey, what about our friend Ryan? Is he going to put together some, you know, really
oh,
great...
yeah, maybe. See? We'll have to tell him tonight at the party. To the Mormon Happy Hour. The absolute best podcast there is in ex-Mormonism right now.
That's all we have for today. Be sure to check out the Mormon Happy Hour podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon. Thanks for listening to the Mormon Happy Hour.
Cheers!
That's hot.